Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. I don't know if you, like me, have been looking for the stories of hope, finding some after the disaster in Turkey, Syria, but just really gripped with the awesomeness of this tragedy. When I say awesomeness, it's just how vast the destruction has been. It's been absolutely, I don't do it for pleasure, but I do it to inform myself of just some of the scenes outside, out of that area have been really, really devastating.
Absolutely. A second night of rescue teams going through the rubble as well with the searchlights, and in some cases working in the dark, frankly. And you're right about the hope. It's always a double-edged thing. That little baby pulled out of the rubble alive and now in hospital, I think on an incubator. But in saving the baby, they had to cut the umbilical cord to the baby's dead mother. And so, yeah, what you get with one hand is given with the other. It's it's just been awful. I mean, the earthquake is one thing, and of course the death toll has pretty much doubled since we spoke yesterday. So now we're pushing 8,000 people lost, but again, many people still missing. But on top of that, this is just extraordinary. The UK has accused the Syrian government of bombing a part of the country that has felt the aftermath of the earthquake. That Syrian Air Force jets bombed an opposition-held part of Syria, Bashar al-Assad launching what the UK called a truly callous and heinous attack on Mareya, a town in northwestern Syria. I know, wow. Earthquake, victims, refugees already, and the UK Foreign Secretary criticised the Assad regime for the completely unacceptable bombing that has taken place. It hasn't been widely reported, as far as I can tell, but it's just, I mean, it's just another grim chapter for Syria, which just keeps taking it, doesn't it? Although, of course, with the earthquake, it's Turkey as well.
I watched something from UK's Channel 4 of a son standing outside at the ruins of what was his parents' apartment building, and he says, I can actually hear them. I can hear them underneath. They're calling out. And with the sheer scale of this devastation, whether rescue teams can go as quickly as possible from building to building, we hope that time is in their favor. But let's move to South America now. A political murder in Ecuador, the second such killing in 2 weeks. Is the assassination campaign going on in Ecuador?
Well, that's a good question. It feels like it, certainly. A candidate for mayor has been murdered just hours before the polls opened in an election, and he won anyway. Omar Menendez was shot dead by gunmen in his campaign room. It was the final day of campaigning. The election started. A teenager was also killed in this particular attack. And then when the results came in, Omar Menendez had won. He's become mayor of Puerto Lopez, but from beyond, as it were. Ecuadorian police are investigating a possible motive, and they're not sure. But a member of Omar Mendez's party is expected now to step in for him. But 2 weeks ago, as you said, another mayoral candidate in the town of Salinas was also shot dead, again a candidate ahead of the election. So why? And there are increasingly active drug gangs in Ecuador, the Andes in particular, sort of pulling them in for hideouts and so forth, and also crossing borders at will. But political assassinations, that seems to be a new level for gangs in this part of the world at any rate, and obviously a big concern for the police and for the authorities in Ecuador.
And then finally, because we have to bring some light to the often ever-present shade to the world.
Light to the shade, yes.
an online dating app has done a survey on the worst chat up line. Before we get to that one, give me your best shot, Adam Gilchrist.
No, I don't do chat up lines. But listen, My wife chatted me up before we got married, obviously. And hers was, are you going to kiss me or what?
Wow.
Which I think is a fabulous chat-up line. But, you know, I'm rubbish at those. You know, the idea of approaching a complete stranger in a bar or a club or wherever and then trying to lay on the gloss, I think I sort of seep in. I think that's my way of doing it. What about you? You look like a chat-up merchant.
No, similarly, I got my one with my now wife approaching me, and also a fellow journalist, and she says, I watched your news story last night. It was about illegal street racing here in Cape Town, and hook, line, and sinker. But what are some of the worst chat online? I'll give you some of the things that I have used in the past, obviously because I now have this wife, they never work. But what are some of the worst as decided by online dating apps?
Well, this is one in particular that has gone viral. It's been put out on Twitter, but from a dating app message. And it's essentially from a woman called Lauren, who is looking for love, and a bloke called Aaron responds, all online this. Hi, Lauren. Looking good in your pics. Okay, fair enough. He knows from her dating profile that she's a mum. He doesn't waste any time with his chat-up message. Would you be willing to put your children up for adoption? Says Aaron. I want to date someone without kids. So looking for someone who is willing to free themselves of their current kids. Kiss, kiss at the end of his message. I think it's fair to say love did not exactly blossom between Lauren and Aaron.
I wonder why. Okay, here we go. Here goes.
Get rid of the kids.
Here's one. So I don't think I've used because it's actually a little creepy. Are you a TV Adam Gilchrist?
No.
Because I could watch you all day.
Oh, no, stop it. Oh, you're on those now, are you?
Forget about it.
You must be exhausted because you've been running through my mind all night.
Did it hurt? Because you fell from heaven. Oh, of course. all those teenage magazines said it would work. It didn't. Adam Gilchrist, looking forward to chatting to you. No, you chat to John Matham tomorrow. I'm doing State of the Nation. John Matham will speak to you tomorrow, and he'll get to see you, and you'll get to see him, and it will be absolutely an amazing